Good morning. I think it's still morning. I'm going to ask our marshal call the last case for oral argument presentation.
This is A21-0435, Bobby Jean Suhonen, now known as Bobby Jean Lindsay, petitioner appellant, versus Robert Thomas Suhonen, respondent.
In this matter, we have an appellate brief only and not a respondent brief. That means that you do not have rebuttal, but you will have 15 minutes to address the points that are raised in your brief. I want to remind you to pay attention to the 15-minute time clock, and please indicate who you're speaking on behalf of and introduce yourself before making your arguments. You have the floor.
Thank you, Your Honors. May it please the court, my name is Misty Myers, and I represent appellant wife Bobby Suhonen. My client is before the Court of Appeals today to address the district court's decision to reopen a decree that modified a property award without the requisite statutory findings. The relevant facts here, Your Honors.
But we're pretty familiar with the record in this case, and you know, this is what I don't understand is that Gus is a property item that's pretty well established by case law. So why did this not end up just going for arbitration, which was specified in the J&D? Why are we at where we're even at now?
Your Honor, that is a question that I also had, and I do not have an answer to that.
But you're not asking for that as far as your relief.
That is correct, Your Honor, as the decree was very clear, in my opinion, that the animals were awarded to appellant wife.
All right, well, we have an issue that seems to appear with Gus. And if you are asserting that there's a question over to that property, I guess what I'm getting at is how can we even get there without sending it back and saying, if we agree with your position, sending it back and saying, well, this needs to be arbitrated and you have to start from there. How can we simply just send it back, or can we? That's, you get the gist of my question, that is incredibly inarticulate as far as what I'm trying to say, but you get what I'm getting at is what relief can we fashion?
Certainly, Your Honor, and that is one of the pieces of relief that was requested in both the initial motion hearing with the district court in October 2020, I believe it was 2020, as well as the motion for amended findings, which the district court denied both times, Your Honor. And if arbitration is something that would be appropriate at this juncture, it was in the decree. There was an arbitration provision. It was requested twice of the district court, and it was denied twice of the district court. However,
right,
I do—
Then hear me out on this. So if we would agree with your argument and simply reverse, would it then be up to the respondent to proceed and seek arbitration, or is that something that necessarily must happen if it would go back? I mean, if I don't, not even recognizing where Gus is right now, but if we just simply reverse and say arbitration is the forum method for resolution, does that mean nothing happens, or does that mean that you are required to participate?
I think that arbitration would have to occur if there were to be a property dispute. I think the underlying issue is, however, that the decree cannot be reopened save for some kind of grounds for reopening the property award, which neither the court nor the respondent alleged in the initial motion, nor in the evidentiary hearing, which was combined with the motion hearing. And so ultimately, the only animals that were articulated in the decree were appellant's animals. There was no mention of specific animals. Gus was actually purchased prior to the marriage. The adoption certificate was a noted appellant as the owner.
Right, and that's, we understand that record, and there's also testimony, or she acknowledged, your client acknowledged, that he did pay half of the adoption fees. So we're familiar with that part of the record, but again, I'm trying to figure out in my head how relief can be fashioned.
Procedurally, Your Honor, the district court really should vacate its order, as it shouldn't have been in front of the district court to begin with. And further, the way that it came about procedurally, I have tried to wrap my head around, and I still am struggling with how the district court came to its initial findings, even with regard to classifying it as a GUS, as a post-decree gift, because the district court opined that GUS was a conditional gift. The conditions were not met. The district court explicitly stated that the conditions were not met in its November 4th, 2020 memorandum, but then went on to state that in spite of this, ownership ended for appellant when the gift was made, which does not make sense. And regardless, a post-degree gift would seemingly fall under some sort of conciliation matter or other civil matter, not a marital dissolution post-decree motion. So there are a number of things procedurally that did not align with what should have happened in this case. And then the district court went on to analyze whether or not Gus was marital or non-marital. And so trying to interpret what the decree was, which would then fall under a de novo review for this court, pursuant to Thompson v. Thompson.
I don't have any other questions. I don't know if you have any further argument or if my colleagues have questions. Ms. Myers, anything else you want to argue?
I think the bottom line, Your Honors, is that the district court in this instance acted beyond arbitrary and capricious. It abused its discretion. It did not apply the law correctly or at all, as it didn't articulate any of the grounds that were required for reopening this decree and modifying the property award. And the evidentiary hearing that occurred in October 2020 should not have happened.
No, I shook my head earlier that I had no questions, but I do have one, if I may. I see from time to time our language regarding what abuse of discretion means. And a lot of times this court and the Supreme Court describes abuse of discretion as including making a fact finding that is not supported, or a mistake that relates to a legal matter. So I guess my question for you is what your position is. Does a district court have any discretion to misapply the law, or is that are those cases that I'm referring to really our attempts to describe how we handle mixed questions? And in fact, what discretion, if any, does a district court have to apply the wrong law or misapply the law?
I think in this case specifically, I don't even know that this was a misapplication of the law, as the law wasn't even applied here. It was completely overlooked. The factors weren't even addressed to get to the evidentiary hearing. The evidentiary hearing was simply had, and the court overlooked the fact that this was what this amounted to, was reopening a decree and modifying a property award, and or interpreting a decree, which I don't even believe that was brought up in the initial hearing in October of 2020. But to modify a property award, property awards are supposed to be finite. After the appellate period has run, that's it. And this is no different. The property award was very clear in the decree. The animals were awarded to appellant wife, and there was no mention of any other animals. And that was intentional. We should look at the language as we do with statutes. That was intentional. Both parties were represented. They stipulated to their decree. This was not something that was litigated. That was a stipulation. And so for the court to not even address the fact that this was reopening of a decree, I don't think it was a misapplication of the law. I think that the law was just not applied at all.
Anything else?
I have nothing else on this, Your Honors. Thank you.
That being the case, then we will deem the matter submitted. A decision will be issued in the statutory timeframe. Thank you again for appearing on our Zoom platform. The court will be in recess to discuss our non-oral matters. Judges, if you will stay on, we will close out the courtroom.
Thank you, Your Honor.